Everybody, welcome. Welcome to the DM Burley Show. We're also on Truth Radio, now live. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and we're on Internet Chat Cafe, and we're all over the place now. But welcome one and all, and we're going to have a lively discussion about something I went to today, and I like to get callers in. I was waiting for a call from one of the participants in this. I happened to be able to go to Donald Trump's seminar in Chicago. It was being held at Rosemont Horizon. And at the seminar, in fact, ends tomorrow, there were people there dealing with the issue of real estate and investments and things. And I thought it would be appropriate to kind of talk about those things here on the broadcast. We've had, people on before talking about the bursting of the bubble, real estate bubble. But, you know, the thing that I think would be really good is to talk about the solution. The problems are there, but, you know, as I was listening to Carl Schwartz, who I know very well, he, too, is, you know, saying that, you know, he's in the business of doing business. But also he's very concerned about world politics, but both of those things go hand in hand. And in order to straighten out one, you have to have money, you have to have some leverage. And one of the leverages that you need to look at is what we can do to clear up this nightmare in the mortgage industry. And I, from going to this seminar, have some clear ideas of a measure that maybe we can do to help correct the thing that's going on in the real estate market. I was in... I was the director of operations of a mortgage company. I've been paralegal for a number of years, going back, I guess, as far as 83, 82, somewhere along that. I don't even want to think about those numbers. But anyway, the thing is, there's things that we can do to move problems into solutions, and that's what this show is going to be about. The second hour, we're going to be talking about some other things that are going on that we need to also address, talk about the problem, try to figure out the solution. Because if we do a problem-solution, then we get closer to the answer. To just to discuss the problem does not shed light on how we can advance in this society. So if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. John, are you there? John?
Hi, Dean. Can you hear me?
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. It's a little cool out here, about 30 degrees.
Yeah, it's going to hit 38 out here later today, tonight, in fact, and we're supposed to chuck our clocks backwards or forwards or something like that.
Fall back.
Well, you can fall forward, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Depending on which way you fall.
Well, spring forward, fall back.
I got to remember that. Yeah, I went to this real estate seminar, and I'm waiting to see if one of the participants there is going to be on. I had invited him. And then if he doesn't appear, we have enough information to talk about and discuss, because this is a major issue that's impacting all over the country right now. You know, what should you do? Your house you have, and you might want to refinance, and you can't. Appraisals are not coming out to what your cost of your home is. So we're going to talk more about that when we be back. 800-313-9443. The
Ann Rose Show. Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we're here live, and we're here with John. My guest hasn't arrived or called in. I'm not sure. He might be still in the seminar out here. It was going on quite long. In fact, they had added a day. Now, the thing is that the amazing thing on this seminar is that the focus was actually looking into this direction of the mortgage crisis, you know, not totally directly, but it was there. Taking a person out of an equation of having to go to a bank, they were coming up with new modes of operations of dealing with the financial problem of a person having not either the credit score, not the ability to get a home either refinanced or sold. So what do you think about alternative methods of structuring as far as property sales and things? What is your opinion, John?
Well, I've run into a couple of deals. They have they take people that don't have good credit scores, and they'll put them on like a payment schedule, and then they pay them some of the money back. And the way it works out, it's like I think they go for about a year, and the money that they pay back is enough for a down payment so they can work through a bank. And so they have this corporation that pretty much buys the house, and then they sell it to the individual on a sequence of numbers. And as it works out, the numbers that the person's paying in, they'll pay them back a percentage of that, which will be enough to create a good bank loan situation. They'll have enough down payment. They'll have paid a bill for 1 or 2 or 3 years, whatever it takes for the banks to say, okay, this is a good credit scheduled person. They have now established a basis of credit. And so then all of a sudden they walk away from the situation, and they've, for doing that service of getting the house back in market and getting this person that wasn't able to carry the mortgage before to reestablish their credit line, I believe it's like a $5,000 charge. And, you know, it's an idea, it's a thing, but part of the bottom, the problem of this is it's being created upon of us, the idea that gas is so expensive when it's really not, the withholding of the free energies, the overcharging of the insurances and taxes. And so anyhow, I don't see an extension of trying to survive, but the government, it's like we were talking with the landlords the other day. It was supposedly just a landlord meeting with individuals around that were private landowners and trying to rent their properties out and getting together and getting ideas together. And then all of a sudden, someone in the middle of the meeting, literally from the middle of the crowd, stands up and he kind of takes charge of the meeting, and he's like an orchestrated controller. He has printed material, has beautiful pictures and whatnot. He supposedly has rentals himself. He has 150 extra rentals he doesn't have the services for right now, so he's offering them out to the other people. He's the one that gets all the FEMA and grant money from HUD. And when it gets said and done, he's kind of telling us how to do it, how to follow the rules to do it. And I recognize that he was just a government agent, and everybody was stepping in line to follow the procedural setup of what the government wants us to do, but it was kind of like in a shady situation of that it was our choice to do this. And they've taken away our abilities to direct our own lives, to direct how we feel money should be spent. You've got to take the government grants to make it initiative eligible, like farming. It's the same pansy scheme that goes on with farming. If you don't play by the government's rules and take their monies and stuff, farming is almost impossible. They don't pay enough on the other side. You don't see hardly any other industry survive those kind of numbers. So it's like 87% of Microsoft is owned by the government. It's orchestrated that the government is taking these things over.
Well, the thing is on this, you know, you can talk about the government's role in this, but we have a huge crisis that needs to be fixed, and we have to fix it quickly because we have a scenario right now that this government is in a quagmire where, you know, our foundation, our financial structure is collapsing around us. And one of the major ones is the deal within the real estate community. Now, the mortgage loan officers that work in mortgage companies, they're really being hit and impacted. The folks that are the brokers are being heavily impacted, and a lot of them, you know, are not bad guys. A lot of them were trying to, you know, put products out there that could service people. And with the need of, you know, people having lower credit scores because the amounts of credit that has been introduced on them, they had to come out with more and more different products and services to try to meet the needs of people that had credit scores under 620 or less. So now you have that level going on. Then you have the other level where you have the appraisals coming out much lower than the actual retail value of a property, and that is all driven, too, because, you know, it was during the time that they had a lot of people out there developing. A lot of developers hit the curve. And then what they did was they forced the prices up in housing. I knew this was coming. I saw it coming back, I would say, about 10, 15 years ago. I knew this thing was going to happen. So the only way that, you know, we can adjust is we have to readjust the way that we are applying ourselves right now. You got folks out there that need to refinance their homes. Now, the need is great because why? One factor is you have a lot of people losing their jobs. You have a lot of people with health issues. You have a lot of people out here that are in the situation. They're trying to balance their bills and budget. And the only way that they were able to do that in the past was to pull equity out of their homes. Now, because of this new crisis, then the equity is not there because the appraised value is now lower than the actual retail value of the house. And the retail value of the house is going up, you know, like in the Chicagoland area, many houses start at, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. I mean, and that's in this city, of Chicago. The property is huge, and the tax is huge. So then, you know, what do you do to bring about a situation where people can still make a loan or get money in order to, like you said, band-aid their situation? And then what can you do to create revenue for those people? And that's what I want to do here on this broadcast, is to brainstorm with the audience to figure out what it is that they need, to see what we can do to create a service that they can utilize to get them out of this nightmare and quagmire that we're talking about. Do you understand, John, or what do you think on that?
Well, I understand it well, but again, I still feel it's like a Band-Aid, because as the schools are buying their fuel at tax bid of $1.27 a gallon for their fuel, and they get this federal aid, and then all of a sudden they still want to attach on 11% pay hike or increase in our taxes, and they've been doing everything to manipulate everybody's land values by having us already go through and refinance. For an example, on my house was assessed for $50,000. Because I had to refinance to try to pay my bills and jump deeper into debt, and I have quite a nice house, it's a log cabin, but I was able to keep the assessment down to that because of the games I played of manipulation of not having loans or whatever else. But because I had to take the loans, all of a sudden they've jumped my assessment to $139,000. So not only have I gone from 50 to 139,000 assessment, now they're jumping that assessment rate at 11%.
The assessment goes by several other things too, and that goes by the value of homes in your area. You know,
there's the equalization rate.
Yeah, because see what's going on in your area, and we talked about it before. You have farms that are there, and people are selling the farms at much greater than what was before. So that has a lot to do with the assessed value of the homes and how much they decide your home is worth. So, you had told me, I guess, two or three farms in your area were, valued a lot higher than your property. Is that not right?
Well, some have and some haven't. Now, some of the big boys have paid up to $4,000 an acre for farms. But then some of the big boys that steal the farms from the people that are the poor farmers, they get them for $500 an acre. And so it depends who you are and where you are and who's able to manipulate you. And they steer you in a way that they take your money away so that they can. It's like my realtor told me that she had one of the sheriffs come in and tell her that she's not to sell my property, that they were manipulating the control of my finances to where they were going to be able to buy my property at 5 cents on the dollar. That was openly announced to my accountant or my realtor.
Yeah, but the thing, what I'm saying to you is this. Indeed, those things are said, those things are done, but what we're trying to do here is take it from that issue, because we always have the problem. The thing is taking it from the issue of the problem and making a solution from that. Not worrying about whatever anybody else does, because, see, the whole thing is they can do anything. It's like a ghost. The ghost can jump up and say boo to you. And you can't feel the ghost. You can't put your hand through it. It's just there. So the thing is, if you ignore the ghosts eventually go away. So what you need to do is take what you have and devise a plan to make it of value, create more value to it so that it'll give you more economic strength for you to do the next thing. And I'm going to talk briefly, too, about this other thing that we're talking about, which is oil reserves and what is going on in that market. We'll be back. Call us 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We're back. It's Deanne. Call is 800-313-9443. Want to hear from you. What are you doing out there with this crisis, with the lopsided market, you know, where your home might be valued at $400,000, but actually the appraised value is gone down to $3,000. And the thing is that if you go to the bank, even if you have a paper, they're not going to touch it because the appraised value is less than the actual current value of the house. So, it's, you know, it's ridiculous to even think that you're going to get a loan off of that. People with 620 scores, it's very difficult. 640 scores and above, you can get something done. If you're beyond that, you know, still possibilities, but the market has changed so readily because of this, you know, crisis that the scores are in a flux. And, you know, it's just horrible. It's horrendous. So the thing is, what we're trying to look is find out what the problem is from you. Try to figure out a solution so that, you know, if you have a situation going in foreclosure, getting ready to lose your home, what is it that can be done? Now, I had talked to a lot of people at the seminar, and a lot of them I talked to at great lengths about what, you know, could be done to help save homes and do varieties of things. And they, you know, were very much on the same page of trying to do something, you know, positive to help folks out. And I ran into about four or five individuals I thought very strongly would have some solutions. John, what do you think about that, you know, the solution end of this? And then I'm going to talk about what I found out about the oil after, you know, you give your comment.
Okay. The well, like I told earlier, there's some solutions out there. That, you know, a private investing firm picks up the property, and I don't know if they, like, pick it up on pennies on the dollar first and then come back to you and say, okay, now we're going to sell.
Well, they're not even picking up. The ones that I was talking to, you keep your property. You basically get a loan from them, and they act as the conduit of the person that holds your paper.
Okay.
So that's a whole different scenario. It's not the old thing, what you're talking about, where somebody comes in and, you know, they come in and buy the property from you and stuff, because that's one level. But they have other levels of this that might be more of a working theme in order for you to not go into foreclosure. And I thought about it, and it did make some sense. But, you know, again, you know, what do you think about that concept?
There's probably some numbers. You know, as a private individual, the bank doesn't give you any investment money. The stock market's been so iffy. And, you know, when Clinton was in, he blew up the numbers something fierce in the stock market. Then when Bush came in, they said, oh, you know, it's all crashing, it's all failing. Well, you know, the big boys are controlling it. And if you watch, like, Alex Jones's Endgame, where the Rothschilds took over a lot of the money of Europe and England through the manipulation of the stock market. The last month and a half here, they had a $4.5 billion put ops, in which it matured on the 21st of September, and nobody knows if it won or lost. Or you hear nothing, and yet they bet.
That's the whole issue, because see, why are you watching? This is how the world is, you know, on five finance or any type of thing. Whatever you get in the media and whatever is in front of you, it's something that's been out there for at least 10 to 20 years, and people have made money off of it. By the time you get the information on it, it's like the low end of the tip. They're in another pile, another place they're getting money from. So while we're looking at the area of buying stock, this is when they're over in puts and options, the options market. They're on, you know, the hedge funds, various other instruments to make money. So again, while you're in the stock market, which was very difficult for us to get into at one point, and you had to have a ton of money to get in. Now it's like $25, you know, to get into these share builder plans and things, which I knew about the share building plan thing going back to the 1970s when it wasn't even available to anyone. I got involved through Merrill Lynch, and I was buying stock at $25 through the share builder. But again, nobody knew that existed back in the 70s. So that's what I'm saying. 20 years ago, that was there. Now there's another level of another way to make money.
Right.
Now, we don't know that level, and that's why, you know, they have these seminars like, you know, Donald Trump and various other ones are giving you some information. But, again, this information you might be getting, too, might be 20 years old as well. Because, again, it's usually on a factor of anywhere to 10 to 20 years of the information the general public has on how to move and manipulate in markets and money. People that have money know what they're doing. We, on the other hand, get information, you know, through, you know, the retail or the current things that they put out there. But that's not where people are making money currently. That's what I'm saying. So a good example is what is going on in the oil industry. Talked to a gentleman. He said he didn't need to come on my show. And the thing was that he's building oil wells, and he needed investors. Now, the investment pays 100%. 100% of your investment gets right back to you. I'll explain that when we come back on RBS, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
We're back. We're live here, and it's late night with Deanne, and we're talking about real estate, the real estate bubble, and what you can do to save your home and save yourself from a collapse of economic stress. Now, I was at the Donald Trump seminar in Chicago at Rosemount Horizon. It's still going on. We'll be on until tomorrow. And anyway, learned some things, ran into some people there. And anyway, one of the guest speakers there is a very successful man and has been involved in the real estate industry for quite a long time. He's an investor. He has and is the founder of Blue Coast Real Estate Group. And he has a good amount of information on all the things we're talking about, and I have him here as my guest. And I'd like to welcome Charles Byron Andrews. Charles, are you there?
Absolutely, Deanne. Thanks so much for having me on. And when you talk about telling the truth, and that's very exciting to me. We do a lot of TV stuff, and they always tone us down. It sounds like your program is really getting the truth out there, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I try to, get to the truth, but what I'm doing also is you take the truth and bring a solution, because without the solution, you just keep talking and the wind, you know, it's just.
I agree with you.
Nothing
I always
happens.
Say have my challenges fixed by 11 o'clock every day and then move on to new solutions and new business. So we're on the same page there.
Right. So I was talking to the audience about the seminar, and one of the things we're covering here is about this real estate bubble and the collapse. And I know that you're an expert in this area, and I was just wondering if you could explain what people can look at doing in this marketplace where, you know, housing industry is going upside down.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Deanne, and I got to be honest with you. When you talk about telling the truth, I like to call it a modified market, which is just a really nice way of saying it just flat out stinks. But this is, I like to rely and go back to history. And we are not above Father Time and historical trends. And markets go up and markets go down. A lot of money is made on the way up. A lot of money is made on the way down. The neat, sophisticated, savvy person of today, and I have to agree with you when you say, you know, it's not reinventing the wheel. And my favorite model is the Japanese model where, you know, Japanese have never invented anything. They just copy and improve. These things have, these methods of making large sums of wealth and generational wealth have been around for a very long time. But when you take a moment and you look at, okay, what's happening? Why is the, I think it's first, the first question is address why is the real estate sector correcting and crashing?
That's true. So why is it crashing right now? What would you say the main cause? Is it the war that we're in, or what do you see?
I certainly think that, you know, it's a multi-pronged effect, and the reasons are multi-pronged. And absolutely, I mean, what's happening right now, and this is very sad for me, is, you know, being a developer and investor here in the good old USA, as well as a Navy veteran from back in the day, I got to tell you that it's pretty sad when Europeans can come over here and buy my project 50 cents on the dollar, so to speak, mm-hmm. with exchange rate with the euro, pound, and crown. And that's, I have to believe that that partly is an effect of the war and partly effect, unfortunately, because maybe the current administration and the way the world views us.
And again, indeed, all those factors are playing an effect of what is going on in the housing industry. And the thing that's scary is that developers in, like, Illinois and various other states out here in the Midwest developed a lot of property in the last 5 to 10 years, and they're sitting on it. And they can't move them because they don't know what to do because, you know, on the real estate and mortgage end, you know, the mortgages are not moving, you know, not like they used to. And then the requirement for credit scores, you know, most of the, you know, paper is based by score. And they were taking people to 620, and you could get, you know, no doc, you know, low doc, and now that's
gone.
Yeah,
dated income, yeah.
Yeah, and now it's getting to the point where folks have to have, you know, close to 700 credit score before even a bank will touch their paper.
Absolutely. I mean, being a developer, obviously, we created another entity, a lending company, which was the preferred lender for my developments, and we're licensed in 7 states. And yeah, we were slamming everybody through, no doc, stated income, which were, you know, we didn't recreate these guidelines. They existed. And now that everything's come to crash, it's like everybody's pointing fingers. But the real challenge is, you know, when people talk about the credit crisis and some of the things that's happening, BC lending, the sweet spot of BC lending is anyone from a credit score of 500 to 580. They weren't really that great to begin with, and money was easy and times were good, and everybody was acquiring assets that they probably shouldn't have been acquiring, and especially with these NEG-AM and some of these loans that can correct themselves and put people in an uncomfortable position. It's no doubt that the foreclosure rate is one of the highest in history that we've seen in my lifetime. Now, what's going to happen, though, is all markets correct. And when I say that, the problem is that lenders such as Credit Suisse, and if you go to certain sites like Imploder.com, LenderImploder.com, they've got like 100-some, you know, banks and lenders that have collapsed and closed. And the problem is because even if you package these loans up, how it works is a bank like Credit Suisse or Bank of America and certain ones, they do package deal, loan deals, and they sell on the secondary market. Well, guess what? No one's buying. And that's why these guys are folding, and they're going to continue to fold. But the real, I, the one, you know, enough of the, I can go on and on for a good 5 hours, and none of us have about all the problems.
Right,
in the
but the thing is,
but
to look at the solution.
You know, encourage
of
the listeners and throw out there, some of the biggest generational wealth gains will take place in a crash, in a recession, in a modified market, as I like to say.
And that goes back to looking at the solution, you know.
Right.
You know, instead of, you know, we look at the problem, then you come up with a way to make that solution so that people can save themselves. And like I said, Greg, you know, you said, you know, earlier, if you look in the law bulletin, I mean, it's like 20,000 homes a month across the country, you know, boom, you know, getting slammed with the foreclosure. So what
right.
is the solution? One of the things I was noticing is that they were talking at the seminar in regards to a new type of finance effort of going to pools of people that have investment to take over your loan or your mortgage. What do you
Absolutely.
Think about that?
You know, when one challenge presents itself, so a lot of times opportunity presents itself, and when one market closes, new things spring up into opportunity. But one thing that we're seeing a lot of, and myself in particular with my developments throughout the country, is we're getting that big influx of Euro dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of developers like myself, you know, I was last year sitting on 746 individual units, whether it be home sites or condos from condo conversions, and that's a lot of inventory. And with a developer, and I'm not the only one in the game in that situation, we are, you know, on senior debt service or big bank loans, if you will, whether it be private or institutional, it doesn't really matter. Either way, we have big payments every month, and we've got to do something. So the neat thing about for buyers right now is there's a lot of incentives out there. You're going to get incredible leaseback options, incredible developer incentives, incredible seller incentives, but you've got to make sure that you're going to be able to carry the cost, and you've got to make sure that you're set up on a loan that makes sense. And I think there's a lot of neat things out there, but you've got to be very cautious right now, but I think you also have to be very sophisticated. You know, the best deals really come with education, 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 which is, you know, the kind of a new follow-up to the adage-old tale of location, 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 if you will.
Now, we have a caller, John in Florida. John, are you there?
746 individual units.
John, are you... Oh, okay. John is in Florida. He is away from the phone right now. He's going to be back, I guess, in a few minutes. I heard his echo of his broadcast thing. But, John, are you there? Do you have a question of Charles?
No, I'm just absorbing what he's saying, and the everything seems to be online. You know, it's a problematic situation that's creating this. You know, they took the jobs out of the country. They're raising the price of everything, so people haven't got the extra monies. We've been living this kind of mode of operandi of overextending ourselves. It's been sneaking up on us, and as we got to have either the new toys or an extra car or vacation or whatever else. We don't have budget enough to do that anymore, and so and our children aren't coming up through to where they have facilities. The jobs aren't there. We were just speculating jobs in our area, actually in the Northeast, and the average job has no benefits for the laborer and is about $12 an hour. Well, that doesn't allow you to really buy much of a mortgage.
Okay, well, John, I'm going to stop you for a second. We have John in Florida. John, are you there? Do you have a question?
Yes. Well, you were talking about credit score earlier. I'm 43. I'm going to be 44. Now, I have my own place, but I've never had a credit card my whole life. And the lady at the bank, she pressured me to, come on, apply for a credit card. So I did. They won't even give me a credit card, but if I was in college and had nothing, they would give me a credit card. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, the thing is that while you're in college, they have they look at you as a potential based on, you know, the type of industry you're going to go into after you graduate. So they figure, in fact, during that time, they figured that most people graduating were going to have the income and that would be able to pay the credit card off. But then that caused another huge quagmire because a lot of people got these credit cards. They were in college and used them and spent unwisely, and then they got into a huge credit nightmare. And that caused a huge problem with the credit card companies at that particular time. And I've dabbled in a lot of things in my some years dealing with stuff. But am I not right, Charles, on that?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. And, you know, the unfortunate reality is going back to education, and bad credit is better than no credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to establish credit and what we call trade lines in the industry. You got to have four or five good ones to even think about getting institutional financing and mortgages and things of that nature where you can use leverage to make yourself more powerful.
And you know, also, John, you can establish credit. It's just that you're going to have to do it in another type of way than what you're, you know, the traditional way of applying for cards, because you have nothing there for them to look at as a mechanism to understand how your payment history is going to be. So, again, like Charles was saying, if you create credit lines, in an alternative credit mode of operations, which is, you know, going back to creating your own business, you can create yourself into a situation where you can get credit and get, you know, move up in rank so that you will be able to establish yourself as a business and also a person that, you know, is, you know, that have personal lines of credit of your own. And is that not right, Charles? Or,
yeah, it's absolutely correct.
So another neat thing too is
people with existing trade lines. One way to kind of navigate through the credit system, which is all about education again.
Mm-hmm.
But if that you can be added to existing credit lines, even though you don't have access to that those credit lines. So have fun with the family asking those questions.
Yeah, and then I wanted to ask you too. Now, John, you have a situation. You have like 500 acres out there in New York. And you want to tell Charles about that, to tell him what's going on?
Hello? Well, the 500 acres, I've almost got to pay down. We're like the last $14,000 from a $350,000 mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And but at the same time, you know, the operating business isn't there. We're trying to develop into different aspects of doing things. We've tried to market it for real estate on the upper dollar. And it's not marketing, but I've also had, you know, coercement to where people are not allowing me to market. The banks are in control, like they've taken my credit card to 96% interest, even though I have an $18,000 credit level. So anyhow, if you're one of the people that are being manipulated to be out of business or controlled, we interviewed like Jack Wright. He paid his entire mortgage. He had $1 million. He was very well off. And they crippled him, stole his house, and you have things like that going on to where the powers to be of the banking industry or whoever are starting to destroy the basis of this country. Now, as far as I'm concerned, John, in Florida, you've got a situation that's, for as far as you've got a house, you've made your mortgage payments, you must have a relationship of a paycheck or something of that nature and a record of it. My God, you're a stable person. To me, that's like anybody should look at you, that you haven't had to have credit or credit cards or whatever else, and you've been very stable. Now you're looking for a little credit, and they're giving you a hard time.
Well,
to me, that's idiocy.
That. It's more that I got some private financing to, you know, to get a place. And
what percent was that private financing as well?
I've never needed a credit card because I've always paid everything when I need it. I pay cash for it. And if I don't have the cash, I don't buy it. And
well, I mean, that's the old age tell, and, you know, those wiser than me used to do things that way. But you got to look at, in my world, as far as in real estate investing, making tremendous generational wealth in real estate and finance and leverage, I look at it, I don't take it so personally. I look at it like, hey, this is a game. These are the rules. These are underwriting guidelines. If I understand that better than the banks and mortgage brokers, and you know what? I know how to play the game, and I like to play the game to win. So you have to kind of dissociate yourself with personal versus you know, reality or emotional play, I would say. And I know that's tough to do, and that's not going to happen here tonight. But as far as the 500 acres or 300 acres in New York, I mean, that's something that myself in acquisitions, if you go to my website, blue-coast.com, I'm a buyer for things like that. As far as if you guys are always looking to sell land out there, I'm definitely a buyer and developer. So check us out and get a hold of my acquisition department on that one.
Yeah, because, see, the thing is on the land, when you have that mass of land, you can build up. You can put things like hotels, kind of like Monopoly. You put
hotels. They're not building any more land. I love land.
Right, and then what you do is you draw people to it, and that's how you make money. So it's not a situation that, you know, you look at it as a base of I have land and I can't operate. You look at other creative levels of moving away from what you commonly
Yeah, I really have to echo that. I believe that as well.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, you know, even in, you know, the whole thing of what Donald Trump had brought here was to teach people something. And I feel it's really important for me to understand that the wealth is in creating a business, not in working for someone, because in working for someone, you have salary. In creating a business, you develop huge amounts of wealth. We'll be right back. And Charles, if you can stick for a minute, and I would like you to give some more information about your company and everything. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back, and we're here with a wonderful guest, in fact. I'm really glad you had a chance during... Are you on break now, Charles? Or?
Yeah, sure am. Thank you very much.
If you could give information about your website and how people could get in touch. And also, I saw you also have a foundation dealing with the water crisis, which I thought was fantastic as well.
Yeah, Dan, thank you. I just wanted to, you know, kind of encourage people that, you know, shows like yours, you know, republicbroadcasting.org. I'm a huge fan and advocate of education. Can't put that out there enough. And we've had a lot of exciting times this year, and one of the things that got us most excited and the height of our success is Blue Coast Foundation, which is bluecoastfoundation.com. 10% of all our entities go right off the top. We partner with a couple of universities and NOAA, and we do water tests throughout the whole U.S. and some European now. And so, you know, it's just nice to give back a little bit. And I am pro-development. I'm not a total tree hugger, but I am all about the environment and trying to see the big picture. And if you guys want to come out and check us out tomorrow, I'll be speaking on stage as well as a Mr. Trumpster. So it should be a fun time, and just really appreciate the opportunity to be on your incredible program. And I'm glad people like yourself are getting great information out there to great people.
Well, yeah, I really appreciate you, you know, coming on, you know, like in short notice. And I would love to have you back again if you have time, because, again, this is a very important subject because, you know, we're at a crisis.
And we are.
We can't sit there and talk about it. We got to figure out a way out of the crisis that we could parallel some other universe. And I'm very much on that, and I think we're on the same page there. Not in a millionaire category whatsoever, but I have a lot of friends that are. So I would love to, you know, come back out, you know, and be at the seminar tomorrow and like to invite you back when you have time, you know, and can spend some more time.
It would be my honor and my pleasure.
Okay. What is your site, again, where people can go onto the Internet?
Well, our real estate site is blue-coast.com. And that's blue-coast.com. And the foundation, if you've got clever marketing ideas or want to get involved in a foundation, learn a little bit more about us, it's bluecoastfoundation.com.
And do you have any projects, too, to help with people that have those credit scores that are 500 and under, help them redevelop themselves into credit worthiness and to move into, you know, structuring themselves into a business?
You know, that's really not my area of expertise, but I guess one thing I would encourage people to do if they're in that challenge credit arena, which I understand and respect, but, you know, I've made hundreds of millions and I've lost even more, so I understand both sides of the coin. The challenge, you know, I would encourage people to really get educated and look at, like we talked about earlier, the newest thing that, as far as I know, is getting added to already existing trade lines from other people, and it really boosts them anywhere from 50 to 100 points up.
Yeah, well, I thank you very much, Charles, you know, for coming on, and I applaud your work, and I'm hoping to have you back on again.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And that was Charles Andrews, and we're going to the beginning of the next hour. Callers 800-313-9443. Be right back up.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic